Welcome to this week's Key Voices. I'm Eva Jozefkovic, bringing you a roundup of the latest education news and an interview with Jackie Bailey, Project Manager at RAP and Recycle Now. Firstly, the news headlines this week. Outstanding schools will no longer be exempt from routine Ofsted inspections, although this change isn't likely to take effect until September 2020. The TES has reported that teacher starting salaries are due to rise to £30,000 a year from September 2020. Salaries for new teachers are set to go up by £6,000, which is 25%, over the next 3 years. Schools will receive £2.6 billion extra next year as part of a three-year funding boost. This relates to spending for 2020 to 2021, with additional funding increasing to £4.8 billion in 2021 to 2022 and £7.1 billion in 2022 to 23. Also this week, Chancellor Sajid Javid has announced that the government's extra spending on education will include £66 million for early years. But Neil Leach, Chief Executive of the Early Years Alliance, said the cash for early years will not be enough to prevent closures in the sector. The government has reported on reactions to Ofsted's plan to inspect cultural capital in schools, with some branding it elitist. The term relates to ensuring that disadvantaged children are exposed to a range of cultural experiences. And the TES has reported on a study which suggests that many primary school teachers think baseline tests and reception will be unreliable and could even disrupt learning. It found that 86% of primary teachers surveyed had negative views of the tests, with only 8% expressing positive views.
And now on to our interview series. This week, we're speaking to Jackie Bailey, Project Manager at RAP, the Waste and Resources Action Programme. Welcome, Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie, could you start off by telling us a little bit about RAP's history and your mission?
Yeah, sure. I work for RAP, but I also actually work for Recycle Now, which is a brand which falls under RAP. RAP is a charity, and Recycle Now is the brand which promotes recycling to people in their homes. We try to encourage people in the UK to recycle more of the right things, more often from all around the home. And we run campaigns throughout the year, essentially trying to engage with people to encourage behaviour change across the UK so that we can become more sustainable and use our resources in a more efficient way.
Wonderful. And I mean, I think it's been a really, recycling's been such a big issue for so many years now. But I think now more than ever before, people are becoming aware of how time is running out in terms of environmental protection. We know that earlier this year, there's been widespread news coverage of protests about the protection of the environment. Many of these were led by young people, so children still at school. Why do you think this issue has come to the forefront now?
I think, as you say, I think this has been coming for a few years now. It was really brought into the public attention with David Attenborough's Blue Planet and Blue Planet 2. And more recently, we've seen other BBC programmes such as Hugh's War on Waste, War on Plastics. And obviously, there's been a huge response from the public in terms of those programmes. As I say, it has been a problem for a number of years, but this has really brought it to the forefront of the nation. And I think people are now really appreciating that we need to start taking action fairly urgently to make sure that we do something about it. One of our national recycling campaigns, which is the main focus of our year, called Recycle Week, which takes place between the 23rd and 29th of September, has been hugely inspired by this real public swell of the need to take action and do something about recycling. And so we're really trying to ride on that wave and inspire people to take action and to take recycling into their own hands.
Brilliant. So that's presumably Recycle Week encompasses everybody. Our target audience here, our listeners, are school leaders. What, if you were to offer any advice to school leaders and middle managers in schools about how they could ensure that recycling is embedded in school life, both from a practical perspective, and maybe we'll later also talk about sort of how it could be sort of embedded in lessons. What advice would you give?
That's a really good question. We recently did some filming at a school in Greenwich, actually, as part of our new school's engagement activity. And the school was chosen because of their specific environmental team and the ethos, where they show a real passion about the environment, and the teachers really inspire the children to learn about the environment, and that sort of spreads throughout the whole school. So I'd say, you know, a good strong leader who really cares is going to be incredibly important to try and embed those behaviours for the children at school. At this school in Greenwich, which was fantastic, they had lots and lots of recycling bins around the schools. They have gardens where they kept chickens, they grow some of their own vegetables, and they talk to the children about food and food waste and you know, not wasting food where they can. They're very, very proactive, and it was great to see that the whole feeling throughout the school was the care about the environment and trying to do the right thing. So yeah, I would say, you know, if you've got somebody who's passionate about it, it's really going to help, and somebody leading the whole recycling throughout the school to get the kids inspired. We also know, we carry out an annual tracker survey every year, and we know from this year's tracker that information about recycling, food waste and the environment that's being taught at schools is then being taken home by the children. So the children are really putting pressure on their parents and kind of helping to teach them, you know, what really matters.
That's fantastic, that passing on of knowledge, because it's things that the majority of parents wouldn't have learnt about themselves when they were at school. So yeah. That's really wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
And going on to the point, so we've talked about all of the practical examples there. Going on to the actual sort of national curriculum, do you think there's enough teaching about recycling and environmental protection in the current curriculum? And do you have any tips on how teachers could incorporate messages around recycling into their lessons?
I think a lot of schools manage to teach young people about recycling as part of their PSHE, science, geography and design and technology lessons. So, you know, they're really able to incorporate those messages within those lessons. There's lots of small changes that schools can do to help the children to learn about recycling and sustainability. So, for example, in art and design projects, they could be talking to them about using recyclable materials. They could be encouraging students to reuse items or to write on both sides of the paper if they're doing art or if they're just doing some written exercises. They could have lots of recycling facilities around the school, lots of bins, very clearly labelled, so that the children start to see that as a social norm within their school. So if they're recycling and thinking in that way at school, then hopefully they'll start to take those behaviours home. Some schools do set up their own eco teams as well, and they, you know, that's a group of children who will kind of lead the way and have discussions with other children within the school. And I think it's just all a case of really trying to sort of teach the kids about what really matters, talk to them about how they can be a bit more sustainable. And hopefully if they start to see that as a norm within school, then they'll take those lessons back home and talk to their parents about it.
I was fascinated when you were talking about eco teams. I think that's such a wonderful idea. And also, so eco teams are groups of pupils. And also you were saying that there's, in some schools, like the one that you mentioned in Greenwich, a member of staff who sort of leads on recycling. I wondered, in your experience, are they always sort of in the case of this member of staff, are they sort of voluntary kind of self-appointed roles, or is it a conscious decision by the leadership team maybe to say this is a role that we're creating and I'm appointing so and so person to do it?
I think it really varies, to be honest with you. It'll vary from school to school. In some cases the head teacher is the driving force. In other cases you may have a teacher who comes in who is particularly passionate about that subject. So I think it'll just really vary.
Wonderful. No, I think that's something definitely that a lot of schools should think about, because I think it's great to have somebody that's actually leading the way in terms of behaviour, because as you then say, it sort of filters through to the rest of the school, and also then to parents, which is great, parents and guardians. Okay, and could you also tell us what school leaders and teachers should say when being challenged by pupils about what they're doing in school for the protection of the environment? I know this is something that has come up in a couple of our recent discussions with school leaders.
Yeah, I think there are a number of things. I mean, the key thing is to make sure that there are very clearly labelled recycling bins around the school. That's the key thing to establish. Talk to the pupils about their recycling behaviours, about the importance of recycling. Talk to them about the benefits of recycling and why we do recycle. We have to save resources. We're running out of resources. So it's an absolute key message that they understand. And talk to them about how recycling can be transformed into a number of amazing objects. So plastic bottles can be turned into football shirts, into benches, into potentially trainers. There's a whole range of items that we can see that have benefited from recyclable materials. So I think just talk to the pupils, talk to them about the importance, and just reassure them that more and more people are recycling now. People do feel very passionate about that subject, and so we all have to do our little bit to help towards the environment.
Very true. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for listening. Key Voices is produced by The Key, giving education leaders the knowledge to act. Members of The Key for School Leaders can access hundreds of articles on the latest issues in education at thekeysupport.com.